world, Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. Yo, oh my gosh, family. Yo, honestly, I feel like I took a 3-week break from you guys, and honestly, it was like so much needed. You have no idea. Sometimes you just need to take a break, and there's nothing wrong with it, especially if it's a lot going on, especially if you get to a point where you're not really feeling yourself, you're not really feeling the vibes around you. You have to take a break. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care how many people are involved. I don't care how many people you're responsible for. And I'm talking to parents. Like, at some point, if you feel things are not going the way you believe they should be going, is when you need to take a break. And that's what I did. I actually did a phone fast where I literally, for like a whole 24 hours, I shut my phone off, didn't turn on not one time. And that actually was really awesome. I actually said I wanted to do those every single week, because I really believe it helped. It really, really did. I started doing things that I don't normally do. One of the things that I started back doing was going back to Barnes & Noble's. Oh, my gosh. For those of you who know me know that school for me was something that I did not like. I actually really, really hated school. So what ended up happening was I literally just passed. I just got by. Like, I was one of the ones who got a 2.0 GPA when I graduated, because I put no effort into school. And reading and stuff is something that always piqued my interest, like how deep you could get into a book and how you can, your imagination can run wild with reading. So I'm still very much fascinated with reading, even though I am not where I want to be when it comes to reading yet. Like, I really want to be, like, I want to be able to read, like, 2-3 books a month, yo. Yo, if I could read 2 books a month, I have officially made it. Like, you know, because it's just something about reading that intrigues me. So I've been back at Barnes & Noble's, and I need that, right? So I actually tried to go again yesterday, and it was an epic fail, because I had went to Chick-fil-A, and I'm all in there, supposed to be reading the book, and I'm eating a daggone I was eating a milkshake, a cookies and cream milkshake, extra cookies. Like, I can't even get a milkshake by itself. Like, it has to be cookies and cream with extra cookies. If you don't have the extra cookies, you can keep your milkshake. Like, I don't want it. Like, I just don't want to be a part. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with me. Like, so, again, super excited, guys. That's all I did. All I did was finish my milkshake, had the books in my hand, had every inkling to open up the pages, right? Because it started off really, really well. So far, I'm reading The Upside, and I'm also reading Malcolm X. My dad been challenging me to read Malcolm X for, I want to go ahead and say, the past 12 years, since me and my father has been reconnected. I believe we reconnected. I started, like, I'm talking about, guys, I've been going on such a, like, spiritual spiritual cleanse. I even opened up the letters that my dad sent me, and just started reading back those letters. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by getting away and doing things that you don't really do, doing things that's out of the norm, meditating more, meditating without a phone. You know what I mean? Just those things, and I feel like they were much needed in my life and where I'm going, and what I want to do. You guys have to understand, you are with me in the very, very beginning stages of my career. I'm just now realizing that I have 100% control of my life. And it's awesome. It's an awesome reward. It's an awesome reward. Beyonce actually said, if you guys have watched the documentary, so freaking amazing. Beyonce said something like, the moment that you surrender to the sky, you'll soar. The air. That's what she said. The moment you surrender to the air, you'll score. And honestly, I want to rewatch it again because there was a couple of nuggets in there that I just wanted to take. And it was dope. And she also said, if a country girl like me can do it, like, so can anybody else. You know what I mean? And that just was super dope because I'm like, wow, yeah, you're a country girl and I'm a whole city girl. Like, I don't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And not even thinking about the city girls, but I'm just like, I'm a whole city girl. Like, for real. Like, gang, gang. Like, boom, boom, boom. I got this clothes and a chop, and a chop. Nah, that's my dude, though. Casanova. I freaking love that man. Yeah, Casanova. I just want to meet him. And the crazy thing is, I don't even really know what this guy looks like. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like me and Casanova, I don't even know me and Casanova could be friends, because he could be one of them jerks, you know what I'm saying, in real life. I don't know, but all I know, he's from New York. I'm not really sure what part of New York he's from. If you guys don't know, oh my God, y'all, did I just see a dead deer? Oh my God, I just saw a dead deer on the road. Yo, this is ridiculous. Yo, ain't nobody got time for none of this. Nah, but it's been a lot going on. I want to just say, like, in these full moons and everything, you know what I'm saying? It's just been a lot going on, and that's why I'm excited to say, like, the storm is over, guys. Like, it is a new shifting in the atmosphere. It just really is. It's just something that's new that's happening, and that's just what I believe, bruh. That's really just what I believe. I believe that you should at all times speak the best in your life, period. At all times, because, like, who's going to do it for you? You know what I mean? You gotta push you. You gotta push you. You gotta push you. But the Malcolm X, everything. I wish I had my notes. So that's what I do now. I write notes. But, oh, right. So in my notes, right, this is what I remember from my notes about the Malcolm X book so far. He was known as a hated preacher, and it doesn't surprise me. Like, this is people. Malcolm X never was alive for the autobiography of Malcolm X. Malcolm X had no idea. Malcolm X had no idea people really liked him. This is what I'm reading. Malcolm X was known as the hated preacher. How many preachers can we not stand today? Or not even just preachers. Let's talk about people who are just hated. I mean, I don't really know that many right now or whatever. But just kind of, just got a bad rep, or not even a bad rep, just really not known, really not popping. And it's always the ones who's really not popping. Everybody didn't really know them. Everybody wasn't really supporting them. You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the whole Nipsey Hussle joint. Alright? Nipsey Hussle, for those of you who don't know, died March 31st. You know, crazy street violence, a lot of hate going on, a lot of hate in the air. He's dead. Yo, mind you, everybody in their moms. R.I.P., R.I.P., good one, a good one, a good one, a good one, a great one. His music going out of this world. Everybody just now listening, like, I don't even want to be like, oh, I've been on Nipsey Hussle, because I remember a dude that I was friends with, and he was like, yo, you heard that victory lap? I was like, yo, I was just listening to watching his interview on The Breakfast Club, and I never got a hold of that joint yet. He was like, yo, go listen to that. Yo, mind you, this is like October, November last year, 2018. Listen to that joint, me and him going back and forth in crazy dialogue, like, ah, ah, ah. Yo, the streets need to hear this. Like, yo, this dude is on some next level. Yo, this dude is on what we talk about. Energy is everything. Energy is everything. Energy is everything. I've been saying that. That's why, like, if I'm off, I'm not getting online. I don't care. No one's making me do anything that I don't want to do. I don't care. I never cared. I was never interested in impressing of people. Never interesting. Everything that I do because it's something that I chose to do. Because energy is everything. No one's going to make me do anything. And then I could feel if you're going to try to make me do. I could feel if you just want to use me. Like, I could feel all of that. I got a spiritual discernment. And that's the ha, because, like, when you have that, it's like, it's not that it's a curse. I don't want to say it's a gift and a curse. But it's just like you can see through niggas, period. So you see through the bullshit, and you hate that the closest people to you are on bullshit. That's what it is. It's that when you see a dude and you meet a nigga and you like, oh, word, you looking for a come up. Oh, you see a shorty and you like, oh, word, oh, she did this, oh, word, aight. So you know that she's doing the same thing to you. But that's basic stuff. But I'm talking about deeper, where I could look at you and disclose information, but, like, I know that this is what's going on, but you never said nothing. But now we 3 days in, and finally you say something that's close to it, and I'm like, ah. You know what I mean? All I needed you was to confirm it. So I ain't even going to throw nothing out there like that. You're gonna tell on yourself. At the end of the day, anytime you're around me long enough, you're going to end up telling on yourself, period. And if you don't, you a demon, period. Nah, but seriously, though, I'm super, super excited and stoked to be back, you guys, just with more content, period. It's a lot of stuff cooking up. It's a lot of stuff happening, and I'm just super stoked. I'm super stoked about just what we're doing. You know what I mean? funny. Ah, so beautiful. Everything around me is just so beautiful, guys. I'm just so, like, from all the trees to nature, it's just, I'm, like, overwhelmed with gratitude of, nah, but really though, I am trying to bust some flows. I'm really wanting to get into the singing career. If you guys know of any, like, connects, I am super open to taking all connects, connect advice, singing advice, music advice. Because your girl want to be a singer. Your girl want to hit them notes. You know what I mean? On your boy. Your girl want to hit them notes on your boy. Nah, but I'm super, super stoked, guys. I love you all. And I'm about to get my workout in on. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.